The first song we sang, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Freedom within us, freedom to love, freedom to serve. It's a wonderful way to think about how we sense the Holy Spirit. When my family goes to serve meals at the Bethlehem Inn, almost always one of my kids says to me, "Can we do that every week?" Because there's this sense of freedom, of loving, of giving, of being a part of something larger than ourselves that I think is the mark of the Spirit. And if you've ever been to the Bethlehem Inn, you've experienced that sense of people coming together and feeling free and finding freedom, both volunteers and residents. And so we have a wonderful partnership there. We make a meal on the first Friday of every month, and there's signups out there if you'd like to participate in that. But this morning we've invited Gwen Weisling, the executive director of the Bethlehem Inn, to come and share some things about how they sense that freedom and that movement within their organization. Welcome, Gwen.
Thank you, Jenny. And thank you, First Presbyterian Church. None of us do this alone. In fact, I have with me Lynn Edwards, who is our volunteer coordinator, who makes sure that we have dinner on the table 365 days a year. And we do that by having First Presbyterian there on the first Friday and someone on the first Saturday and the second Saturday. And it's the kind of inspiration and collaboration that is such a gift in our community. Now, there are so many challenges and struggles that we face today, each of us that, you know, can think of our own. But imagine, you know, the issue of homelessness, coupling that with health issues and mental health issues and substance abuse issues, the things that add up that make everyday life just a real struggle for some. And without a place like Bethlehem Inn, it becomes a real challenge. And it was First Presbyterian Church so many years ago that saw that need and believed, like Martin Luther, who said, "Even though tomorrow I knew the world might fall to pieces, I will still plant my apple tree." And you have all planted that seed of hope, and the Bethlehem Inn is there every day for those who fall on hard times. It's families, 5 family units that we serve. It's men and it's women that come knocking on the door, and you read about it in the paper today, you know, affordable housing is just not available. And we, our staff and our volunteers, answer the phone every day for people who are struggling with the issue of homelessness. But there's hope, and that seed of hope is that we can not point a finger at the issues of poverty and homelessness, but offer a helping hand. And that helping hand comes through the meals. It comes through kits for kids. It comes through laundry. You know, it's a night of shelter. It's a load of laundry. It's the very simple things that we sometimes take for granted. If any of you know someone that's gone through that struggle, you may also know the transformation that happens for people who, when given the chance, are able to make better decisions and find the hope that is there for them. And we have a little video that we've put together we'd like to share with you that talks about how it affects all of us and that we all can be a part of that solution. So we thank you for having created the Bethlehem Inn and helped to sustain it over the years, one meal at a time, one laundry load at a time. And it's really exciting to be here and share that gratitude with all of you and the hope you make possible.